I can't believe that we are just 48 hours away from the NFC Championship game between the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Doug Peterson said back in the summer that this Eagles team is better than the Green Bay Packers teams that he played on that went to the Super Bowl. It was a curious take at the time, but as we kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster, Coach Peterson's call turned out to be a good one.
It's hard to predict. I mean, you'd love to sit here and go, yeah, in summer you're going to be 13-3 and win the NFC East. I mean, you'd love to be in that situation, or 16-0 or whatever it might be. But, you know, you just I did have a feeling back then when I made that statement that we could be. We had the potential to be a good football team because of the way we've practiced and the talent that we brought to the roster and the progression of Carson in his second year and so I knew, and then defensively the front, the way they performed, you know, and the back. I mean, I saw a lot of the same similarities, and so you just have that gut feeling when I made that statement, you know, but I also followed that up by saying it takes great coaching, teaching, mentoring to also have our guys prepared each week to be in this position. And so all of that has kind of culminated and I think you look back on it and you go, wow, maybe it was true, you know, type thing. But, you know, we just keep doing our jobs, keep doing what we've been coached to do, and players play what they can do and what's in their control. And, you know, we're here today.
This team has embraced the notion of family all year long, but there'll be a sibling rivalry come Sunday night as Michael Kendricks, a linebacker for the Eagles, takes on his brother Eric, who also plays linebacker, but for the Vikings.
We both want it, you know, for different reasons, or the same reason, actually. We're trying to get to that big one. But, I mean, damn, it's unreal. It's still, you know, I've tried not to think about it. You know, just because it's, I mean, I've lived in a room with this kid for 17 years, you know what I mean? And we've pretty much lived the same lives on opposite sides of our state, you know, and now we're on different teams and we're in the same scenario, playing the same position. It's crazy, man.
How many dog masks will actually be at the Link on Sunday night? One thing is certain, the players are looking forward to the home field advantage.
Oh, man, I can only imagine, because last week it exceeded my expectations and it's only going to get even better. And I'm just excited, man, because, you know, I know we're going to bring the energy and I know the fans going to bring the energy and have a championship game here. You know, for all the marbles, you know, to go to the Super Bowl, you know, I know it's going to be electric.
I mean, I expect the same atmosphere out there on Sunday night. It was great. It was awesome. The fans, everyone. It was electric.
It's going to be crazy. You know, that's something they got to deal with, our fans, and our fans help us a lot, and, you know, with momentum and things like that. So it should be good.
The Vikings had the league's top-ranked defense in terms of not only yards and points allowed, but historically was phenomenal on third down. What makes this unit so good?
They play fast. You don't see them bust coverages. They communicate back and forth really well, and they're on the same page. And it's hard to key in on one thing or the other. And they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of talented guys, whether it's the corners, the secondary, the D-line, linebackers. There's a lot of speed. So I've been really impressed with watching them on tape.
I think this Vikings team is probably the most dynamic, though, in all three phases of the defense, starting with the D-line, with those two defensive ends, and then those two backers as well. And then Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith are all pros, too. It's a lot like the Giants defense early in the year and last year when those guys were rolling kind of the same structure of defense where they got playmakers all over the field. It's going to be a huge test for us, and we're excited about the opportunity.
The story of the quarterbacks in this game is quite remarkable, but don't forget that not only did the Vikings lose Sam Bradford, they also lost rookie phenom Dalvin Cook as well. The offense still manages to hold up its end of the bargain and will provide plenty of challenges for the Eagles.
Yeah, he's slippery. Like I said yesterday, I think it's going to take, you know, the the biggest part of this game for the defensive line, I think, is going to take the two inside guys, you know, pushing and getting his face and kind of make him uncomfortable. You know, let him make those throws that he's been making all year. And I think, you know, that, you know, once we do get our hands on him, we need to get him on the ground and not let him, you know, slip out of there and make a big play down the field.
I mean, obviously, Stephon Diggs and Thielen, man, top two receivers all year in this season. I mean, you heard about those guys making big plays from early in the season, going deep and things like that, and just being a tremendous duo in this league. And they feed off each other. You can see the energy off of those two guys. They get excited when each other catch the ball and things like that. So we pretty much just got to keep that limited, keep that energy out the field.
Our live coverage on Sunday begins at 6 p.m. with a kickoff show presented by Exalta. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Just two more days.